The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Look through your children's eyes and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Three and Out podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There is no better place to bet every moment more than with FanDuel. With football ending, we have the NBA rolling, March Madness right around the corner, and my personal favorite, betting on the PGA Tour. I cannot recommend it enough. You get winnings fast, and winnings are also delivered in under 2 hours. It's a fun to combine multiple bets from the same game parlay. No big deal. NBA, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. That would be what I would do. If you are new, just download the FanDuel app. To get started now, sign up with promo code Colin so they know we sent you. What is going on, everybody? John Middlecoff, Three and Out podcast, Sunday night. Had to fire up the old microphone, the old computer, because the combine just happened. And we're going to do a pretty combine-heavy podcast. It's going to be shorter, like we typically did during the season, Sunday night. Some thoughts on Kyle Hamilton, who actually has a podcast on this network, Inside the Garage, with some of his buddies that he plays with at Notre Dame. Jordan Davis, the big defensive tackle from Georgia, had, you know, one of the most impressive things we'd ever seen. A couple thoughts on the two top pass rushers, Aiden Hutchinson and Kayvon Thibodeau. Michigan and Oregon pass rushers, and then just some overall takes on the quarterback. But here's going to be the schedule. Today's going to be a combine heavy pod. Tomorrow, my Monday podcast, which will come out Tuesday, will be much more free agency stuff. All the buzz from the actual movement in the league, non-draft wise, it'll be heavy on that for Tuesday. We're going to have a golf podcast come out Wednesday. You know, Sobel comes on there, talk golf gambling, no big deal, made about 2 G's today, gambling on the Arnold Palmer. The players this week fired up. It's 20 biggest purse in the history of the PGA Tour. And then we'll have another podcast Friday, which is going to lead into the weekend that's going to start, obviously, all the buzz for free agency. And we'll just keep it rolling. We will just keep it rocking and rolling and up until football. You know, we'll get some movement in a week. You know, we're going to find out this week, Aaron Rodgers, you know, Russell Wilson, a lot of Derek Carr buzz. We got a lot of moving parts. So subscribe to the podcast. I haven't mentioned this in a while, but if you could do this, I'd greatly appreciate it. Leave a review. I know a lot of you have. It just helps with the selling of the podcast, the promotion of the podcast. Leave a review. I record, you know, sometimes and all this stuff goes up on the Volume's YouTube page. Subscribe to the YouTube page as well. Helps with this little growing business, you know, trying to put food on different people's families on the table. So just keep it rocking and rolling. And yeah, obviously the Middlecoff mailbag, which I've pushed back to the weekend. I might add, depend, at John Middlecoff is the Instagram. Slide up into those DMs. And again, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. If you listen through Colin's feed, make sure you subscribe to this, the Three and Out feed. Subscribe to the podcast. Greatly appreciate everyone that's listening. I know we got a lot of new listeners. Excited to have you all around. And talking sports, talking football, and talking the NFL Combine. And really quick, before we get into the players, like the NFL Combine is going to move. I feel pretty confident on that. They're going to move it to Los Angeles. You know why? Because Stan Kroenke put the NFL Network at SoFi Stadium. So even though Los Angeles, a lot of people, if you've never been to Indianapolis, it's the ideal convention city. And I've only been to Indianapolis for the Combine, but it doesn't get any better. Every hotel is connected by a bridge, and every bridge is covered because in the winter, it's obviously really cold in Indianapolis. Well, all the hotels lead to this major convention center, which is connected to the stadium. The stadium is also connected to the hotel where all the players are. You never, it's basically the Combine is under one roof. I like Los Angeles, and I've been someone that's talked a lot of some shit about LA over the year. Part of it, I'm a NorCal guy. I'm a Giants guy. I'm a Niner guy. I'm a Warrior guy. I was a Kings guy. Hate the Lakers. Hate the Dodgers. Kind of, I don't really mind the Rams, but now they're becoming the Niners' rival. I got to kind of muster up some hate, but I really don't. I always kind of like the SC Trojans, but I'm a Cal Bear guy, but they're not really rivals. But regardless, NorCal, Southern California, we got a little rivalry. Part of it is I think we're kind of jealous. It's much warmer down there, and having spent some time down there earlier this year, Hollywood suite, West Hollywood suite. I know Manhattan Beach is sweet, Newport Beach is sweet. I get it. It's cool. But it's not a great setup for the Combine. You would have to have everything spread out. Indianapolis is ideally set up. And because of money, and listen, Roger Goodell's been right on a lot of things. He put the Combine in prime time. That was a hit. Remember, it used to be really early in the morning? He was smart, bumped it up. Roger knows how to make money. But I think they are making money regardless on this. I think it's more the pressure because Stan spent $6 billion and is housing the NFL Network. He's going to want more events there. So my two cents is the Combine will move to Los Angeles next year. And I think that's a mistake logistically. But Roger doesn't care. Goodell ain't going to the Combine. I mean, he doesn't mind. It's not his problem. It's not even Stan's problem. Hell, Sean McVay and Les Snead a lock to go to next year's Combine. If it's in Los Angeles, I would say it's 50-50. Hell, is Kyle Shanahan a lock to fly an hour down there to go to the Combine? I'd also say it's 50-50. But it might be the last Combine that we ever have in Indy. If it is, it's one of the greatest runs in the history of runs. But I wanted to start with Kyle Hamilton. And I think like in any industry, we just get so hell-bent on doing something because that's the way we've always done it. And, you know, listen, you can nitpick the guy all you want, but Chip Kelly was big on asking why. You know, and I like people that ask, well, why are we doing this? Why is this the way that we've done it? Why can't we do it this way? And forever in football, there are two positions that you do not take really high. Middle linebacker and safety. And I'd also throw interior offensive line, center and guard. You just do not take those guys hard or very high in the draft. And there was a guy several years ago that I was adamant. I thought he was a moron for taking this guy this high in the draft because I thought the value didn't make any sense. And it was Quentin Nelson. And I said, I do not understand why Chris Ballard is going to take Quentin Nelson number 6 overall. And here's where I got it wrong. Just like safety and just like linebacker, you can take a guy, a non-quarterback, as high as you want if the guy's going to be a Hall of Fame player. If you take a guard at number 2 overall and he becomes Larry Allen, you're not mad at yourself. If you ended up taking Luke Kuechly number 2 overall or Ed Reed 2 overall, you don't care that you take a middle linebacker and a safety number 2 overall, 5 overall, 7 overall. Now, the difference is if you can find average safeties and average linebackers who can just be functional starters for you. It's harder to do that at left tackle, at pass rusher, at quarterback. So it's why those positions historically have gone really, really high, and they will continue to go really, really high. But I will say this about safety and linebacker. A couple years ago, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers took Devin White, number 5 overall. You think they regret that? Not for a second. The Carolina Panthers, once upon a time, took Luke Kuechly at 8. Hell, he should have gone top 3, right? Ed Reed, once upon a time, if you would have taken him in the top 5, no one would have complained. So when I look at Kyle Hamilton, the conventional wisdom in football is you don't take a safety
in the top five, hell, in the top 10. And it's pretty clear, a lot of people have talked about this, that Kyle Hamilton is potentially the best prospect in a vacuum in this draft. He's better for his position than any pass rusher, than any quarterback, and than any offensive lineman. Tony Boselli's not in this offensive line, or in this offensive line class. Nick Bosa, Khalil Mack, and Myles Garrett are not in this pass rusher class. And clearly the quarterbacks are very questionable, and we'll get them to a little bit later. Kyle Hamilton is 6'4", 220 pounds. He tested really well. His 40 wasn't great, but he was coming off a knee injury. His character is, 10 out of 10. I have talked to several people, my scouting buddies, that think he is the best prospect in the draft. And you'd say, historically, well, his position, he would not go that high. I think he ends up going in the top five. And I think you can easily justify it. If you believe that Kyle Hamilton will be a top one or two safety in the league in the next 3 or 4 years, you should take him very, very high in the draft. My prediction right now is he goes top five. And he will live up to the billing when he gets to the league because he's going to be that good. Now, the one question you would have after today, if his play speed, he plays actually really fast. His time speed wasn't great. And I think that's going to where people are going to nitpick. How can he man up with George Kittle, with Travis Kelce, with Kyle Pitts, with all these tight ends, or even these wide receivers that are going to be in the league? Because ultimately, he will get matched up in space on a guy like Justin Jefferson, on a guy like Ja'Marr Chase, potentially, right? Just depending on the coverage. And you have to cover a lot of ground. Well, he's proven when he played at Notre Dame that he could cover a lot of ground, that he had great ball skills, that he was a physical tackler, and obviously he's a really good guy. To me, he's the total package. And I think there are certain players that you can look past the conventional wisdom. Devin White was one of those guys, right? Several safeties, I'm trying to think, we haven't had great safety drafts over the last several years. I think Kyle Hamilton falls under that mold. I would take him in the top five. Would I take him one? I understand Jacksonville, you need to get an offensive lineman. But conventional wisdom would also say that you have to be very careful in the draft about forcing need. Do you believe that any of these guys are going to be Pro Bowl level tackles? Because if you don't, I don't love taking that guy number one overall. Now, once upon a time, most people didn't think Eric Fisher was going to be some star left tackle. The Chiefs took him. It was rough at the beginning, but he ultimately became a really good player. So you can never go wrong taking an offensive lineman. And I think the Lions, will probably take one of the two pass rushers. But I think it's possible that Kyle Hamilton could go three to the Houston Texans, which obviously have a lot of needs.
College basketball championship season is approaching, and there's no better place to get in on the action than the FanDuel Sportsbook. It's where I bet. New customers place their first college basketball bet risk-free up to $1,000. Bet college basketball any way you like. I like the same game parlays. You can also jump into action with live betting. Same game parlays are great. Bet a little, $5-$10, win a lot. Or bet with big promotions like odds boosts. Those are fun. When you win, FanDuel's going to pay you little as 2 hours. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Sign up, promo code Colin, to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's promo code Colin. That's me. Make the college basketball championships mean more on FanDuel Sportsbook. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT STEP to 53342 Arizona 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Tired of that old tattoo? Get it removed. Removery is the world's tattoo removal expert, and we're opening up a studio in the Bay Area. Located on Jaclyn Road, right off the Sinclair Freeway, getting the safest, most successful, and advanced laser tattoo removal service is more convenient than ever. Better yet, we're giving $350 off of complete removal packages through the end of March. Visit removery.com and schedule your free estimate. Terms and conditions apply.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's talk about Jordan Davis. The other thing that conventional wisdom would tell you is that defensive tackles who aren't great pass rushers, you shouldn't take that high. And I'd say, yeah, that is true. But does the guy have pass rush ability? Does he have the potential to create pressure on the quarterback? And when I looked at Jordan Davis, ran a 4.8, which is insanity. He weighs 340 pounds. 340 pounds. And he ran a 4.8. Like, I'm sorry, he has the physical gifts to rush the passer. You just need to coach him up. And I go, you know, I think there were a lot of talk about a guy like that was probably going to go into the 20s. That's dead. After he had that weekend, he's going in the top 15. And when I look at his comps, bigger guys that are viewed as not great pass rushers, incredible run stuffers, and just have a lot of physical characteristics, both guys went number 12. Vita Vea, who has been awesome, and if you could redo that draft, would go in the top 10. And Haloti Ngata, who also once upon a time went 12. And if you could redo that draft, would also go in the top 10. To me, I think you could justify taking Jordan Davis in the top 10. High character guy, elite physical attributes. We saw him dominate at the highest level of football. And what he did today at the combine, like, he already had the tape. Now, the pass rushing tape needs to improve. But when I was with the Eagles, when we drafted Fletcher Cox, when Fletcher Cox came into the NFL, he wasn't like some elite pass rusher. He had the skills to be taught how to become an elite inside pass rusher, which ultimately he became. Part of it, you got to coach him up. Like, if my defensive line coach would be like, I don't want him, be like, well, can you coach? You don't want this guy? You don't want to work with this guy? You think anyone said they didn't want to work with Vita Vea or Haloti Ngata? Like, to me, that's the category that this guy's in. Somewhat of a raw product who's already produced at a really high level, dominated at a really high level, that just needs to improve at the most important thing. And that's getting pressure on the quarterback. We know immediately he's going to be able to stop the run. Immediately. And we know immediately you can start him day one. Like, he's a plug-and-play starter. He just needs to improve. And I think he will, especially in a position where he's playing like, you know, four down defensive linemen. He has one gap. Get up the field. Good defensive line coaches, like good offensive line coaches, are worth every bit of their seven-figure salaries that they get in the NFL. And they would die to coach a guy like this. He's a freak. An absolute freak show. I was blown away by the guy. And because this isn't a great quarterback draft, like, the reason quarterbacks get nitpicked every single year is because they're going to go really high. And when you draft a quarterback, your entire franchise is put on that guy's shoulders. If that guy does not succeed, your team is in trouble. It's also why we nitpick any guy that we're going to draft really high. One, we're paying you $30 to $35 million. And two, we are allocating a lot of resources. If I use the third, fourth, fifth pick on you, I am using a ton of my resources. Because on any given year, look what the Eagles did last year. They went from 6 to 12, and they gained a first-round pick. They still got to pick 12, which is Devontae Smith, and they got another first-round pick. So think about the power of a resource in the top 10. Because we talked about it last week. All a draft pick is, especially a high draft pick, is an allocation of resources. Do I want to use this on an individual? Do I want to use to trade up to get a better player? Do I want to trade down to gain more resources? So if I'm willing to take you second, third, fourth, fifth overall, I'm going to nitpick the shit out of you. Why? I think it's fair to go, you know, Kyle Hamilton's 40 time is a little bit concerning. I would like him to be like low 4.5s. But coming off a knee injury, maybe at the pro day he'll run a little faster. The problem is Indy was a really fast track. So I look at Hutchinson, I look at Kayvon. Those guys are both going to get nitpicked. And that's fair. They should be. I think the question with Aiden Hutchinson is, how big of a ceiling does he have? Like, when I draft him, how much better can he get? Because when I drafted Myles Garrett and when I drafted Khalil Mack, these were guys that went 1, they went 5. When I drafted Nick Bosa, who went 2. When I drafted Joey Bosa, that went 3. Those guys had a lot of room for growth. They got to the NFL and they got better. They kept dominating. They improved. And when you look at Aiden Hutchinson, you go, does he have the athletic attributes to continue to improve? That's what you have to ask yourself. I haven't broke down the film. I watched him play live 4 or 5 times. I think he's an excellent prospect. But he had short arms. Now, are short arms at defensive line a deal breaker? No. But there's a reason we like our tackles to have longer arms, right? 34, 35-inch arms. Why, when you're watching, I'm not a big UFC guy. I know there was a big UFC fight, and obviously in boxing. Why do you think they talk about, when the two guys are walking out, and they give the measurables, the height, the weight, the age, and the reach? Because if I can reach farther than you, we could be standing at the same distance. I can hit you, you can't hit me. So when I'm an offensive tackle, and I'm Tyron Smith, or Jason Peters, or Andrew Whitworth, or Trent Williams, and I have 35-inch arms, and you have 32-inch arms, I can get into you before you can get into me. Because ultimately, we're one-on-one. We're fighting, right? We are in combat. Me versus you. So he has 32-inch arms. Well, he's not a 4-4 guy. He's not Myles Garrett or Von Miller super explosion. He's fast. He's quick twitched. But I wouldn't call him like can't miss explosion. So it's going to be one of those things that's getting nitpicked in the room. Is his, you would like him to be longer. Because he is tall. He just doesn't have long arms. And as we know, if you watch a lot of football and you watch star pass rushers and star tackles, they're constantly using their hands. It's hand-to-hand combat. So that is going to concern people. And it's okay to nitpick guys that are going to go in the top five. And that's what's happening with both these guys. Kayvon Thibodeau compared himself to Jadeveon Clowney. I got news for you. That's not a positive. Jadeveon Clowney once went number one overall. If we redid the draft, he's not going in the top 10. Jadeveon Clowney would be considered an underachiever. Pretty sure Jadeveon Clowney's never had double-digit sacks. But I actually think there's some comparables. Both guys a little stiff. Clowney was more powerful, but Kayvon is strong and explosive. He just doesn't, what I've heard the knock on him is, he doesn't have that many moves. He's not a great bender. He doesn't have that many counters. He's just been really, really physically gifted and more physically gifted than a lot of guys he's gone against. So the knock on him is a little bit of stiffness and just, you know, he talks about brand a lot. I don't mind when wide receivers and running backs talk about their brand. I don't love my defensive linemen talking about brands. I've never heard the Bosa brothers talk about their brand. I've never heard Von Miller talk about the brand when he was young. Khalil Mack, I've never heard him mention it. Like, it's just, it's something that concerns people, you know? And it's fair because I'm going to invest $34 million in this guy and use a very, very high pick. I can ask these questions. Are both these guys going to go in the top, you know, 5-6 picks? Yeah, more than likely. But you're going to hear some criticisms of them over the next couple of weeks, as you should, because they're basically the quarterbacks this year. Because when you look at the quarterbacks, I wouldn't take any of these guys in the first round. Not one. I watched Desmond Ridder a couple times this season, and never once did I think he had first-round talent. And I actually think that the comp they used, Dak Prescott, was pretty fair. Now, obviously, if you could redo Dak Prescott's draft, he would not go in the fourth round. He would go in the top 10. If you told me that Desmond Ridder is going to be as good as Dak Prescott, I would obviously take him in the first round. The likelihood of that happening, to me, feels pretty slim. Right? He, you know, part of Dak Prescott, when he came out, he was at Mississippi State. He got them in the top five. They were playing LSU and Alabama and Auburn every year. This guy, I know they had better competition. They played Notre Dame. They got to the playoffs. Well, the playoff game, he got throttled. I don't care. You're playing these random teams. Now, he is very athletic, high character guy, very productive in college. I would have no problem taking him in like the third round. But I could not, and I get quarterback inflation. I don't know, man. Now, I heard Bucky Brooks talk about this, and he's right. His resume are resumes that usually just have a longer career. Just because you have a longer career doesn't mean it's really good. When I draft a quarterback, I expect a guy to be pretty good if I'm going to take him in the top 50 picks. Can he be a starter on a playoff team? Ultimately, like Jalen Hurts can be a starter on a playoff team. We can nitpick him all we want. Like, is this guy as good as Jalen Hurts? I saw Jalen Hurts dominate at Oklahoma and Alabama. Dominate might be strong, but play really well. Now, you could argue this guy played really well at Cincinnati, but the competition was a little different. Kenny Pickett, like, I'm sorry. I'm just not into weak arm guys. And when I ask my friends in the league to tell me, like, yeah, Mac Jones, this guy can't hold a candle to Mac Jones. Like, well, I didn't even like Mac Jones. So I don't do small hand, weak arm guy, 1 year production. It's just not my cup of tea. You're going to take Kenny Pickett in the first round? Like, we were arguing last year, like, should Mac Jones even go in the first round? And let's face it. If you put Mac Jones on like the Bears or some of these bad teams that all started rookie quarterbacks, it would have been really, really ugly. He went to a place with a great defense and an unreal running game. And I don't know, the greatest head coach in the history of the league. And Malik Willis, like, likable guy. We all saw the video that went viral of him handing the hat to the homeless person. It's cool. I want my quarterbacks. That's the baseline. Like, part of being a quarterback is being a high character guy that everyone loves. So that's good. But he's 6 feet, so he's not that tall. I mean, I watched him play Ole Miss. I watched some highlights. Like, he's just a very, very raw product. Again, I would have no problem taking a raw product, pick 78. Could not take this guy in the first round. And so if you're telling me all three of these guys are going to compete to go in the first round, like, this is where we get busts. Right? Part of last year was like, Trevor Lawrence, no-brainer. Justin Fields going every first round. Trey Lance is just his physical attributes, how productive he was, even if it was 1 year in college. Like, Malik Willis wasn't even that productive. And he just needs a lot of work, which is fine. That's part of drafting guys in the third and fourth round. When you take a guy in the first round, anything less than being like a decade-long starter is a problem. So I don't like this quarterback draft at all. I don't even love, obviously there are a lot of pass rushers, but let's not act like there's no Joey or Nick Bosa. There's no Khalil Mack. Like, the chances that Kayvon Thibodeau is as good as Clowney is probably slim to none. Like, ultimately, Clowney's an underachiever, but he's had a pretty productive career. You know, he's going to have a decade-long career. Now, Kayvon might too, but is he going to be that as good as him? Aiden Hutchinson, like, who is he? I don't know. So it's just you're going to be very, very critical at the top of this draft because all these guys are flawed. You know, even Kyle Hamilton, like I said, didn't run quite as fast as you'd like to take a safety number three overall. You know, the last several years, like Jamar Chase's, those type guys, the Julio Joneses, the Khalil Macks, like, they're just not in this draft. Now, there are really good players in this draft, but it's going to be really, really fascinating over the next several weeks. A lot of good guys, which is good. Now, I think the younger generation, good people. Like, this draft feels like there's a lot of high character guys. How many, like, impact all pros? Obviously, only time will tell, but going into this draft, I don't know how many we view in, like, the top 10 or, like, can't miss all pros, but it's what's fun about the draft. In a couple years, I might look like an idiot. If Desmond Ridder and Malik Willis are sweet and Aiden Hutchinson leads the league in sacks with 18, I'd be like, Middlecoff, you don't even know what you're doing. I'd be like, yeah, that's why I host a podcast. You know, that's why I'm a podcaster. Successful one. You know, business is booming. You know, it's why my buddies are in the league. They're thriving. I have friends with Super Bowl rings. I just want a lot of downloads. That's all I'm looking for here. But these are just my opinions. I watch a lot of college football. Don't have much of a life in the fall. Watch a lot of these guys play. And God, Jordan Davis. You know, I'll tell you this. The chances that Hutchinson and Kayvon, if I had to bet on a guy, here's a take. If I had to bet on Hutchinson, Kayvon, or Jordan Davis next decade, I'll bet on Jordan Davis. How about that? I'll take Jordan Davis. I'll take the 340-pound guy that can run a 4.8 that dominated in college his entire career at the highest level against the best competition and who's got a ceiling as high as the sky. With that being said, talk to you guys tomorrow. Hope you guys had a good weekend. And it's a fun time of year. We got a lot of moving parts. The draft, free agency. You know, if we're not going to have games, at least, you know, the NFL, year-round clock, baby. Let's keep rocking and rolling. Subscribe to the podcast. Share it with your friends.
The Volume.
Are you looking for the hottest gambling advice out there? Check out the Moneyline Monaco podcast, powered by FanDuel. Every weekday, our guy Alex Monaco will give you his best bets, including game picks, props, same-game parlays, and much more. Monaco is in another groove and has won nearly 60% of his bets all time. So don't miss your chance to make some money by downloading the Moneyline Monaco wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volumes Podcast Network.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by AdoptUS Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit AdoptUSKids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by AdoptUS Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.